Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Burglar Who Counted the Spoons, a Bernie Rodenbaugh Mystery, by Lawrence Block, narrated by Richard Ferrone. The author opens with the following lines between James Boswell and Samuel Johnson. Boswell: I added that this person maintained that there was no distinction between virtue and vice. Johnson: Why, sir, if the fellow doesn't think as he speaks, he is lying, and I see not what honor he can propose to himself from having the character of a liar. But if he does really think that there is no distinction between virtue and vice, why, sir, when he leaves our houses, let us count our spoons. And now, The Burglar Who Counted the Spoons.
Chapter 1. Around 11:15 on a Tuesday morning in May, I was perched on my stool behind the counter at Barnegat Books. I was reading Jubilate Agno by Christopher Smart, even as I was keeping a lazy eye on a slender young woman in jeans and sandals. Her khaki shirt had those little tabs to secure the sleeves when you rolled them up, and a scant inch of tattoo peeked out from under one rolled-up sleeve. I couldn't make out the image, there wasn't enough showing, and I didn't bother to guess or to speculate on what hidden parts of her anatomy might sport further tattoos. I was paying more attention to the capacious tote bag hanging from her shoulder and the Frank Norris novel that had engaged her interest. "For I shall consider my cat, Jeffrey," I read, and looked over to the window to consider my own cat, Raffles. There's a portion of the window ledge that the sun manages...